escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, and it's actually just Pendergast right now because we just got done having a great conversation with Cal and Hannah McNair, and the mood has been entirely dampened here.
Yes, it has.
Texans training camp. Okay, good. John and Reggie are in studio right now. Guys, I'm going to lay the scene out for you here, but
please.
It sounds like you've seen the tweets. Literally, as we're finishing up with Cal and Hannah, the players are all down on a knee. And from our vantage point, we can't see who the injured player is or was. And it was C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And the players were down on a knee. The gravitas of it, you could tell it was a serious injury. We didn't see the injury happen. We only saw the aftermath of it. But I'm seeing tweets from plenty of people who were sitting in the bleachers over here saying it looked like a serious knee injury. They just carted him off the field, like not rode a cart, like carted off like you see an injured player. And the you know, one of his legs is stretched out there. The other leg is kind of in a bent position. And they just took him into the Sports Performance Center here. He needed to be helped off of the cart by two Texans staffers. So this was not a knee injury where he's kind of limping and he rode a cart just to, you know, to save on the stress on the knee. He needed to be helped off of the cart and into the Performance Center. So this looks to be a serious knee injury. And the players, when they got back up from being down on a knee, D'Amico gathered the players at midfield of the field that they're scrimmaging on and talked to them for a good 3 or 4 minutes. Mm. So we don't know what was said, obviously, but it wasn't like they just scooped C.J. Gardner-Johnson off the field and put the ball down and said, all right, let's go, ones against ones. I mean, there was a conversation that took place with D'Amico Ryans and the other 89 players on this team at midfield. So just a terrible way to end up the week in what's been a phenomenal week here at the Greenbrier in West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, that's you set the scene very well there, Sean. I mean, that's very important. And you talked about gathering the guys together. Not to say that this is a one-to-one correlation, but if I remember correctly, that's exactly how it happened when Keontae Hamilton had his injury that ultimately landed him on the IR. They brought him back together to kind of have a conversation, I imagine, to refocus the fellas before they got out to get more work.
Yeah, and I would imagine this was probably a different kind of conversation just based on where C.J. Gardner-Johnson is in the pecking order for this team. I would imagine he's probably established himself as part of the heartbeat of this defense just based on his personality. I just feel awful for him. I had a chance to talk to him for about 10 minutes in an interview after practice one day earlier this week, and he was so excited and is excited. You know, we don't know yet if it's an injury that's season ending or anything like that, but it doesn't look good. The optics of it don't look good right now. He was so excited to be a Texan and talked about how this was one of the most competitive camps he's been a part of. And he's, as you guys know, he's been with several different teams over the last few years. And he doesn't seem to be a guy who minces words or says things that he doesn't mean. And so for him, not to get too experienced, if indeed it's a serious season-ending injury. And now with the Texans, you have to speculate, okay, what do you do at safety? I mean, we've been sitting here saying what a genius pickup that was with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, because, boy, if he wasn't here, then think about what they'd be trotting out here at safety for this team, with the ones, it'd be MJ Stewart or Russ Yeast. We know Jimmy Ward is in a situation right now. I don't know if he's here in West Virginia or not, but we know he's still dealing with an injury and a legal issue. So what went from a real strength on this team is basically Kalen Bullock and a bunch of guys right now.
Yeah, that's exactly all those things were going through my mind. I imagine that's going to be what we spend a majority of our first conversation about.
Yeah.
I know that they probably won't enjoy this particular association, but always appreciative to D&M Auto Leasing for the opportunity.
Thank you.
To chat with you. But one thing I want to ask you, especially since you had that conversation with C.J. Gardner-Johnson earlier in the week, did you get a feel that like he's gotten a really good feel of what the offense is? Because my brain started going, if this is not a significant injury, he is the type of player, though, with the experience that he has, where mental reps will be enough and he can jump back in and get to work if he feels like he has a good grasp on what the defense is at this point.
Yeah, I think he seems fine. Like he's had a good camp. He's played well in this camp. So I don't get the sense. There's nothing I've watched with him. Now, look, it's not like this first string offense has challenged this first string defense on the regular here at camp. So they haven't really put him in a bunch of positions where he'd be out of position, get beat by a deep shot, things like that. But it's a really good point, Reggie. If indeed he's able to come back, then yeah, the mental reps will help him. I would hope too that if he's not able to come back, that he's still around the team in some way, because you do have a lot of youth on this defense still, and his perspective might help. We remember last year when Stephon Diggs went down with the knee injury, he ceased to be around the team. So one of those ancillary benefits of Stephon Diggs when he was healthy was, boy, what a great example, you know, in terms of just the work ethic and how you go about practicing for Tank Dell and Nico Collins. And then he's gone. You know, he disappears. So we'll see. I mean, this injury happened 10 minutes ago. So yeah, we're talking about stuff that's going to unfold over the next several weeks and months. But it's such a downer for what's been a phenomenal 4 days here.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's all the conversation I think we're about to have. I imagine that you want to go and see what's happening with the team as they – I mean, it's a scrimmage day. This is supposed to be a big day to get a little bit of a better feel of what this Texans team is if they finish out their time at the Greenbrier. We'll talk to you again here at 12:40, and just so you can have more stuff to talk about, we will release you to do that. We appreciate you sitting with us, man.
Yeah, man.
Fellas, have a good show. Appreciate you guys.
You're listening to KILT AM, KILT FM, HD2 Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station right now. We, of course, are in the loop on Sports Rail 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. Get involved with the program in various different ways. 713-572-4610 is the text line. And, of course, appreciation to the Mo Cameron Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both. My bad. I was like, just because of the tenor of things, I was just going to speed by it, but you're right. The YouTube page is Sports Radio 610. The Twitch chat is 610 Houston. And yeah, kind of somber tones you could hear from West Virginia right now because, I mean, right before the fellas come through to hand things off to us, we find out that C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the Super Bowl winning safety who you brought in a trade that sent out Kenyon Green, he went down. He had to be stretchered off with what appeared to be a knee injury from various people who were reporting. I saw some from Sam Warren of the Houston Chronicle. I saw some from Aaron Wilson, KPRC2, and a number of other people. DJ Bieniemy, obviously, not to say that one of them would be telling a mistruth or whatever, but it's confirmed in the number of people that have given it to us. C.J. Gardner-Johnson has sustained what is probably a serious injury. I don't want to call it a major injury. Like, I feel like there's varying degrees. We don't know very much right now. However, he had to be helped off the field at this practice today.
Well, the observations were serious pain, banging his fist on the ground, carted off, carted off, not like a veteran would be carted off sitting on the end of a cart, carted off laying down in pain. So, yes, not the best optics, not the best optimism for him. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I mean, we've been having this conversation, you know, the way he's elevated this defense, the leadership that he has brought, how the swarm mentality seems to be, you know, compounded even more, multiplied even more because he's on the field. That, you know, there are injuries that are, you know, every injury we talked about some that we've seen this camp already that are, you know, heartbreaking and serious, and you feel for everybody involved. And then there are injuries that affect everything. And I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson, depending on how long he's out again, you know, looked to be pretty serious, kind of affects everything.
Yeah.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think that Sean started getting to one of the thoughts, and I'm just going to go stream of consciousness. There's a lot of different angles that come to mind. And, of course, even before we know what the severity of the injury is, because, I mean, I don't think this is an injury that he doesn't miss sometime, whether it's a day or two or what have you. But one of the things I started thinking about, as Sean also mentioned, the young guys that have seemed to benefit such a great amount. Being out there at practice, one of the things that I was kind of – that made me smile was seeing the ways in which C.J. Gardner-Johnson was already being – so much of a big brother, not just to like Kamari Lassiter, who we saw him work out with pretty early into the offseason when he was acquired by the Texans, but like Jalen Smith. I saw him, up close and personal, have a couple of moments of talking with him. I imagine Jalen Reed has gained a lot of benefit. And I do wonder, you know, with him dealing with this injury, at least even for this short period of time in the short term, what does that do for those guys in their development? Because it does seem like he was very instrumental to helping give those guys game.
And then you have to also, realize that this could be a major injury. We're not saying it is, but it has all the markings from the outside looking in of a major injury. And then you have to start talking about, the football aspect of it. You touched on it right there. But this team in the offseason felt the need, we talked about it as well, to upgrade the safety position. One of their big, big shortcomings last year were tight ends over the middle, deep balls over the middle, safeties covering, safeties catching up, getting outrun, et cetera. The physicality, outside of like Petrie, who plays the nickel, of course, but, Jimmy Ward, had he lost a step? Was he the same player? They felt the need to upgrade, and now you're not only losing, a heartbeat-type player, but a guy that absolutely upgraded your secondary.
Yeah, that's the thing that gets interesting. And, of course, for the 832 on the text line, again, you get involved with the program, 713-572-4610. What are your immediate thoughts to hearing that C.J. Gardner-Johnson had to be stretchered off at practice today in West Virginia for your Texans? 832 says next man up. And, like, all right, that's easy to say. Mm-hmm. I think that there needs to be a tacit acknowledgement of what next man up means for this team, because if you look at the depth chart as it currently exists, obviously Kalen Bullock is your, free safety guy. He's also developed, and I think there's been a lot of praise of late, deservedly so for Kalen, and what he's capable of doing in his second year. But behind C.J. Gardner-Johnson right now, as safeties, like maybe M.J. Stewart gets play, and that's cool for a short period of time. Is that good for an extended period of time? Russ Yeast gets in there. Mm-hmm. Is the young man Jalen Reed, the rookie, was a sixth-round rookie, is he ready to have that substantial of a role? Mm-hmm. Like, there are questions. If this does end up being a serious injury, this could be one of those kind of portholes in the Death Star type things if you're looking at this defense that I still think would be very good. Don't get me wrong. Like, that's where having the pressure that you have up front would be. But I was honestly thinking about this because I was having a conversation with a friend of mine that started on, the teams that, switch every year, like there's six new playoff teams every season. And I was, very defensive about the Texans. And I think being close to it, you would be. And I started thinking, okay, if I was not going to be so defensive, what are the potential places of regression? This is one of those type instances that could create a level of regression if you go and you have a very clear area of being able to attack, which I think would happen if you did not have C.J. Gardner-Johnson, especially with Jimmy Ward dealing with his legal issues. If he's not available to you, I think that you look at that safety position next to Kalen, And there are some questions that then pop up.
There's some big questions. And I'm glad you brought up, you know, this defense still is going to be, you know, a monster. We, you know, no one here is saying that. You know, Will Anderson seems to have improved. We talked about Kamari Lassiter yesterday, maybe had the best camp of anyone. Some of the young guys coming in. You mentioned Jalen Reed and Jalen Smith and all that. This defense is still going to be very good. But that one position in the NFL, you know it. They did it last year. We saw it in a lot of games. They will find that weakness, that area, and pick on it and attack it and exploit it. And so that's where, you know, any extended time from C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And frankly, you know, I've said this on the show as well. He became one of my favorite players, like just the way he is, because he has that type of impact in the locker room, of course. But even for us, just seems to be the guy that can kind of hold it all together and take it to another level.
All right. So one of the things, I mean, there's a lot of different things that are happening. A lot of people that are coming in on the text line, 832. We just went from easily the best defense in the league to top 10. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is something to be said for, I don't think you fall off. In fact, I know you don't fall off a cliff mm-hmm. with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, assuming that the injury is right. significant to the point where you lose him for a significant amount of time. However, the thing that then is highlighted is we were already talking about this defense as needing to be supplementary and carrying some of the offense
exactly.
as they find
yep.
their footing early on in the season.
Mm-hmm.
If this is to be an injury
yeah.
where you lose C.J. Gardner-Johnson specifically for a number of time, what does that then do as we talk about like, with the, mm-hmm. and I guess this is a weird way of saying it. You say you injure your right calf. What are the other muscles that are overcompensating mm-hmm. in that space? Like, I think that is where my mind starts going also, if this is to be a significant injury.
Well, and not even just overcompensating. To me, this defense is going to carry the team for 4, 5, 6 weeks, maybe even more, maybe the whole season. It's going to be a defense that has to carry this team. Certainly early on, and we know that, the offense is still playing catch up. We heard from C.J. Stroud yesterday. We've talked to Nick Cayley on this show. The offense is still, they're still putting stuff in. I mean, they're still adding plays and such. This was about the defense carrying the weight and the load, and now you lost a big, big, significant piece of it.
Assuming that it is.
Well, you lost them some.
Yeah, I mean,
it could be a couple of days, a week. But it could be much more than that.
And that's what I started thinking about also, and that's why I asked Sean what I asked him when we were handing things off, when he was handing things off to us, is how do you feel like C.J. Gardner-Johnson has acclimated to the D'Amico Ryans defense? Because if he feels like he is acclimated pretty well and he has an understanding of it, I feel okay as long as he is back by game time mm-hmm. because he is a Super Bowl winning, you know, safety. He's played a number of places.
Well, he has. And
where he has experience. Yeah. And I think that Even him not getting the tangible reps on the field, which I think you would need and you would want generally, I think he knows how to play the game so that if he has an understanding of the way that the system works, mm-hmm. as long as he's still around and able to kind of get a feel of the mental reps of what these guys are doing, I think he could slot in and still be fine.
Yeah, but as you're talking, I'm kind of rolling around in my head, you know, some of these possibilities, and it's speculation, but we all know them. It happens all the time. I'm like, okay, best case scenario, maybe some sort of a strain or hyperextension or something. I still wouldn't expect to see him until week one of the regular season at the earliest.
I'd be okay. I'd be all right if it's just a week
one. I would, and that speaks to what you're talking about because he's smart. He's already embraced the defense, et cetera. You know, if it's some sort of a break but not a significant one, that's week two, week three, week four maybe, depending on how long. If it's just a cast or, if, you know, and all that.
How far out are we? Like, because yeah. I want to actually get a number of weeks that we are out from those points so we yeah. get a general idea. Because, you know, some things are like 8 week injuries. Mm-hmm. Or what would 8 weeks be for us, right? Like, I understand
September
what you're saying.
September 7th. Right? 1 month.
Yes, that is
1 month
week
from
one,
today.
Or it would be week, yeah, the start of the season, mm-hmm. September 7th. So you have 4 weeks, depending on whatever the injury yeah. is, just till week one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a minor injury would put him in a place where he's available for at least that point.
Boy, that...
And that's a blessing.
And, well, that...
That would be a blessing if that was the case.
Based on what we've seen and heard from Sean Pendergast, et cetera, I mean, we have to be real here, man. That is pie in the sky.
Yeah, I think just hearing people saying the mood change mm-hmm. and the players are kind of down a little bit, that kind of make you think the worst a little bit.
It does. It's not fair all the time.
It's not the end of the world, but
you can't help it. You can't help but think that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a lot of different places where my brain goes. We'll try and talk about all of them as we continue to go. As you can hear, I'm so distraught. My voice is doing weird stuff. One of the things that, look, I hate to already get to this point, and I tried not to talk about it in too many different ways from the 281. Do we know if it was a non-contact injury? Actually, I don't know.
Actually,
think about
Aaron
it.
Wilson said he got hurt tackling John Metchie.
Okay. So it was contact.
Major pain, could not put weight on it. He went inside with the trainers, and now, of course, practice has resumed.
So, okay, so you have that. Let's assume the worst for a moment here. I don't want to continue to assume the worst.
I mean, people are, you know, just listen to what Aaron Wilson and others have reported.
Sure, yeah. But, you know, I don't want
to. No, I get it.
But yeah. If he is lost for the season, mm-hmm. right, that's the absolute worst case scenario. You don't go into the season and just go, well, MJ Stewart, this is your job. Like, this is still an opportunity where you go out and you look, right?
You have to. Knowing Nick Caserio, he you know, he's probably already, depending on what he knows about the injury, he's probably already rolling some thoughts around in that big brain of his.
What kind of looking do you do, though? Is it like a, let me just get a depth person, or let's try to get somebody who can start over MJ Stewart?
No, depth person is someone who you slide in, like, you know, behind the likes of MJ Stewart. No, you go and see if
you can get somebody who can start.
Okay. You go and you see if you can find someone who's a starter. And there's a couple of names that I look at when I look at the guys who are currently still free agents. I know immediately, especially Texans fans are like, Justin Simmons is still out there. And yeah. He is. I don't know what his market value is mm-hmm. in this moment, especially as we've gotten into, you know, training camp for teams where they have a decent idea of what they're going to go with, and an injury would be his only way in. Would he be more amenable to a contract that works with you? But Justin Simmons is out there. Jordan Whitehead is also an interesting one to me, being out there, although he didn't have the greatest season for himself last year as well. So, like, there's some guys that are out there safety-wise. Mm-hmm. But then also, you have a decent amount of draft capital. Do you use that and try and maybe see if you can acquire a player of a certain caliber?
Damn it.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this?
I think also you got to remember, too, this might be the perfect time for, you know, preseason and all that stuff where teams might make a surprising cut or something like that.
Oh, you're going to do that, too.
Yeah.
You mentioned depth. They have the depth pieces. I think they like Russ Yeast. We've seen a lot of him. I think they like MJ Stewart. Who knows with Jimmy Ward, you know, what that's going to happen. You have depth pieces. Obviously, you know, you've got Jalen Reed. You know, so the depth I think you like and you have enough, you know, we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, but do they trust them enough to
right.
start week one and
right.
hold it
you
down
can.
For the season if needed?
I don't think you can.
I think you can trust some of the depth to kind of step in.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can trust the depth to be a significant starter for a large period of time. So, of course, the first step, as with anything, is finding out what the severity of the injury is to C.J. Gardner-Johnson. If you're just tuning in, letting you know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson in practice today. It's scrimmage today, I believe, in the final day of mm-hmm. practice out there at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. C.J. Gardner-Johnson was injured. I believe it was a knee injury that happened as he was tackling John Metchie, is what Aaron Wilson of KPRC2 reported. He had to be stretchered off. And I know Sean was making note of the idea that he also had to be helped by a couple of Texan staffers get into the building once this stretcher reached that portion. So this is not a minor injury. This is obviously going to be something that matters a great deal to your Houston Texans, and we'll try and continue to get you the latest information as we get it. And, of course, we will talk again to Sean Pendergast at 12:40, where I imagine we'll have more information as to what's happening and a better idea as to what's happening, what happened in practice when it comes to the team in general. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Huge, huge news for your Houston Texans that we'll continue to monitor. But coming up next, I also want to talk about the Astros because you mentioned it. You said the stretch run started yesterday.
Yeah.
And it started with an Arrigetti go, which wasn't the best. Mm-hmm. Where do we stand? What are you thinking about it? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it now.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.